This is the KHMB Radio Magazine. Community news, information, features, and entertainment. The KHMB Radio Magazine is brought to you by
Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees and fresh baked goods.
And by Cameron's Restaurant, Pub & Inn, and now RV Park. Cameron's, your home away from home.
And by Kibbles & Gifts, your one stop for pet supplies on the coastside.
And by Shepherd Family Dentistry. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
And now, the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. A look at people and events making a difference on the coastside.
The KHMB Feature Story of the Week is brought to you by Granola's Coffee House, located on Highway 1 next to BK Motors in Half Moon Bay. Granola's Coffee House, featuring specialty coffees, fresh baked goods, and free Wi-Fi.
Ethnobotany. You may be unfamiliar with that term. When today's feature of the week, we'll share what it has to do with medicines, nature's pharmacy, and our general health. My guest today is Stephen King, who is an ethnobotanist here locally. I'm Cindy Menzel, by the way. So Stephen, let's start here, if you don't mind. Your research in plant-based healing has led to groundbreaking developments in the pharmaceutical industry. What kind of drugs or diseases might we be aware of that are based on your research and your plant-based information research?
Well, thanks, Cindy. You know, in fact, our drugs have been only distributed in a relatively minor fashion up to now, but there's an awful lot of drugs that your listeners are likely maybe familiar with that have come from plants. Anybody who's managing epilepsy may be familiar with a drug called Epidiolex that comes from, believe it or not, the cannabis plant that helps manage certain kinds of epilepsy very effectively. Anybody who's ever taken painkillers or analgesics to help for pain from dental extraction or any sort of surgical thing, or often taking drugs derived from morphine used by people, indigenous people originally in China and other parts of the planet. Anybody that's ever been seasick and had to take scopolamine or scopolamine patches, that's developed from plants used by people. So many, many drugs have come from plants that were taught to us by indigenous people, and that's what ethnobotany in part studies.
So I understand you're a pioneer in the integration of this traditional botanical knowledge with modern medicine and such. Is that based on your adventures in Amazon and the rainforest? And because I understand you've traveled to some exotic and potentially dangerous locations to in search of these medicinal plants.
That's true. I've traipsed around the Amazon rainforest and had some adventures, West Africa, East Africa, parts of Southeast Asia, Indonesia. Yes, that's true. Going to remote places, working with healers in remote villages, some places where there are certain challenges to do with wild animals, snakes, local people that are not always happy about having foreigners present. So, yes, it's not always like going on a vacation.
How do you go in and do that? How do you work with the indigenous people there, and what have you learned from them?
We spend oftentimes months or years in advance seeking permission, discussing our interest. We go in looking for specific kinds of treatments for things like diabetes or things to help with fungal infections or things to help with mental issues, depression, anxiety. And we interview healers about what plants they use, and we try and figure out if some of those plants might be able to be translated into medicines that you and I can take.
Oh, my goodness. Now, I know you are doing talks around town. For example, you'll be at the Odd Fellows talking about, from Nature's Pharmacy, how indigenous knowledge spurs modern medicine and drug discovery. But Nature's Pharmacy, I love that term. So can you tell us about some of the talks you're doing at the Odd Fellows? Is it what is it about, and who else is going to be there?
Well, I'm going to be giving a talk about some of the research we've done in the Peruvian Amazon of South America over the last 35 years, working with a variety of different indigenous groups and how they use various plants to treat different diseases. I'll talk about one in particular that became an FDA-approved drug, and actually it was a drug approved from a plant. It is not synthetic. It is extracted from the plant and then goes right into the treatment directly. No synthetic things made. There'll be other person there that night speaking, Suzanne Elliott, who's a local herbalist on the coast, who's one of the most knowledgeable and gifted herbalists in the United States of America. So we have some amazing people living right here on the coast.
You're absolutely right. I've heard great things about Suzanne and the herbalists. This sounds really intriguing, your talks. Now, how did you get involved in this field, especially with the drugs, the plant-based research, traveling to the Amazon? What spurred you to get involved in that in the first place?
You know, I just had a personal interest after reading a book at the age of 13 about a gentleman who was lost in the Peruvian Amazon. It got me sort of intrigued. And then I found out there was this whole field of ethnobotany, and someone at Harvard named Schultes, who was the leader of that field, he was interested in looking at plants for medicine. I started learning more about his work and then ultimately helped start a company doing this about 35 years ago.
And is that the company, is that the Jaguar Health?
That is correct.
Plant-based botanical knowledge and medicines, difference between plant and synthetic medicines that we might want to take. So for some of the diseases you talked about, what would be the benefit of doing plant versus synthetic or the other way around?
Well, you know, most drugs that we take are synthetic. They're made in a factory with chemicals, and they're based on a great deal of research and approved by the FDA. But many people are interested in taking more natural, nature-based medicines, and oftentimes the U.S. FDA doesn't approve those drugs. Many drugs have come from plants, but then they make them synthetically. The one that we've developed and is being utilized by people is directly from the plant, grown by people in South America, and simply purified and then put into its pill. So many people prefer, if they can find things that are natural, to take natural things. And that's what's fun about Suzanne Elliott's work and talk as well, is obviously many plants can just be taken as they are. You don't need to make them into drugs. But some work well as highly studied pharmaceuticals as well.
Based on your research, what should the average consumer know about, consumer of pharmaceuticals? So
yeah.
what do you think we should know and understand about pharmaceuticals based on your research?
Based on my research, drugs that come from plants can be very effective and very safe. Not all drugs from plants are necessarily safe, which is why doctors have to prescribe them in certain doses. So what we can learn is sometimes your doctor, your family doctor, needs to prescribe something, and that'll help you. Sometimes someone like Suzanne Elliott can help you find something to go to a New Leaf or some local store and purchase a plant-based medicine, and it's just as effective at times as a pharmaceutical.
Fascinating. So your research also involves sustainability, collaborating with local communities, I presume, like in the indigenous countries that you are into. What should our listeners know and understand about that?
What they would probably like to know is that as communities plant and harvest and manage plants for medicine and sell them, they also manage to conserve their environment, make a living doing that, help stop deforestation, and actually help lead to some solutions to climate change. So we're all sort of connected. If we can help people living in the rainforest make a living by doing things that they're already accustomed to doing with plants they're familiar with, you and I will be the beneficiaries of perhaps the medicine, but also the planet will be a beneficiary of less climate change and more conservation of exquisite tropical rainforests.
In your research, have there been some ethical considerations involving bringing those ancient practices and to the global
market? Absolutely. There's massive ethical issues associated with working with traditional knowledge and indigenous people. There needs to be benefit sharing to those people and those communities. I'll be talking about that. There needs to be respect for the sacred plants. There needs to be a way for that exchange to be a reciprocal, so there's a benefit going in both ways. That's a very big issue, has not always been done that way in the last century, but absolutely is the way it has to be done.
The sustainability, the respectful collaboration, if you will, that sounds like there's a crucial balance, if you will, between commerce and conservation?
Absolutely, that's absolutely correct. There is a balance between commerce and conservation, and that requires that people do research on how to do things in a sustainable way that will be beneficial to the communities, the ecosystems, and the forest. And you said exactly right. It has to be a reciprocal back and forth positive exchange.
Okay. One last question then. What can we learn from other world cultures in regarding to diet and wellness practices?
We can learn from other cultures that healthy water, air, exercise, healthy food plants that are grown locally can be the most important ways to maintain and manage one's health, and that the reduction of highly processed foods with lots of sugars and or corn syrups, those sorts of things, are not necessarily good for our bodies, and many cultures of the world do not utilize those and eat healthy, natural food, and that's what we ideally would do if we can.
That's excellent. Thank you so much, Dr. Stephen King. This is Feature of the Week, and I'm Cindy Menzel.
Our thanks to Cindy Menzel for an interesting health-related feature story of the week. And this reminder, coming up later this hour in Radio Magazine, we will have Keeping Pace with Your Health and contributor Barry Canty speaking on the subject of sitting. For Radio Magazine, I'm Jim Henderson. And now make yourself comfortable, because the KHMB Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer will be taking us back to the year 1944. You're listening to Community Radio for the Coastside, 100.9 KHMB Radio.
You've been listening to the KHMB Feature Story of the Week. Know someone who deserves to be recognized in the community? Call us today at 453-4000 or email us news@khmbradio.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
The stylist of today's haircuts loves seniors. In fact, Wednesdays and Thursdays are very special days for seniors. Hair color and body wave, 30% off. Keratin treatments and Brazilian blowout, 30% off. And of course, on Wednesday and Thursdays, seniors receive a $2 haircut discount and a free shampoo. If you're a senior, then Today's Haircuts is your kind of salon. Today's Haircuts is open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sundays, 9 to 3. Today's Haircuts is located at 101 Main Street in the Seaport Landing Center, next to Ace Hardware in Half Moon Bay. Their phone number is 712-8191, 712-8191.
And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
This week we step out of the time machine into the year of 1944. What were things like on the coastside back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, free movie tickets with war bond purchases. The owner of the Half Moon Bay Movie Theater announces that he will give free movie tickets to those that purchase war bonds on February 1st. What do you do when your friends are flying and fighting at the war? Well, if you're left behind because your friends are away in the service doing their war jobs, the government has a suggestion for you. Well, if you are a woman, why not join the WACS, the Women Army Corps? According to a press release, the Army needs your help, so see any Army recruiter right away. And Moss Beach gets a new water main. Homes and schools have been left waterless for several days. A temporary water shortage was caused by a connection of a new main and the water lines by the Navy. And in order to end the water, a reoccurring shortage, they have fixed the problem. And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. Hi, folks. Of course, we have to talk about the tragic ongoing fires in our state. It's hard to grasp the magnitude, even though we've been exposed to many closer fire disasters over the years. It creates such a helpless feeling for thousands who have lost their homes and everything they own. I was feeling this strongly when the opportunity walked through my pub doors last week. A long-time regular came in and mentioned the Coast Guard planes are making daily drop-off flights from San Jose, and they are collecting clothing and items. His name's Anton. He's been so busy. We had so many of you folks drop off things that we could deliver down to the fire victims down there. Thank you so, so much. Let's hope that we don't have to put up with this around here anytime soon. I remember a few years back. Here's an interesting comparison. Scope of the fire damage provided by Harry, one of our customers, as of January 9th. Of course, these numbers are still increasing, but as of the 9th, 29,053 acres have burned. That's 45.4 square miles. Half Moon Bay is only 6.4 square miles. So it's a few days ago that equaled 7 Half Moon Bays, and the number keep rising. Let's keep calm and pray on for those folks. On another sad note, we lost a Coastside legend last week, Mr. Tom Manitis of the famous Tom and Pete's Produce Stand. He was truly a good man. Our city council will be honoring him at the next city council meeting, and also our board of supervisors will be honoring him at next Tuesday's meeting as well. 1944, the beginning of 1944, sees the continuation of World War II in Europe and the Pacific. The American war effort is full swing, turning out tanks, planes, and ships. Due to the number of men overseas, more women are called on to help in manufacturing, and a total of 18 million women are now employed. Due to shortages, America sees its first rationing. Due to shortages in copper, the United States' one-cent coin is struck in steel. The war is turning in favor of the Allies as the Italian and German forces surrender in North Africa. However, in Budapest, Hungary, where the Nazis are in control, more than 2,000 citizens are sent to concentration camps. With so many men in the service, even professional sports is affected, and the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League is created. How much do things cost in 1944? The average wages of $2,400 a year. Buy a house for $3,500, or rent one for $50 a month. A loaf of bread is 10 cents. A gallon of gas with your ration card is 15 cents a gallon. Popular films include Heaven Can Wait, Lassie Comes Home, and The Titanic. Listening to the dancing to the music is a different American's favorite pastime. This single was hit twice in 1944 by two different performers. Here's Johnny Mercer's number one, and 3 months later, Louis Jordan also made it to number one with G.I. Jive.
CP, the OD, the MP makes you do cappy. It's a GI Jive, man alive. It starts with a bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Hey, Jack, that's a GI Jive. Rootily toot, jump in your suit, make a salute. Arrivoot, after you wash and dress. More or less, you go get your breakfast from a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Hey, Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with your feet, or read. If you're a BVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you KP on the Q-T. It's just a G-I Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called Fluid Drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk. Clunk. It's just a GI Jive, man alive.
it's called Fluid Drive. Hey, Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in your trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. If you're BFC and you fail to salute the LT, the MP makes you can't be on the QT. Then you'll go to sleep before you count to five. But when you wake up in the morning, you'll have to do the GI Jive.
Here's another recording performed by multiple artists. This one is at the top. Here's Tommy Dorsey and his orchestra with vocal refrain from Frank Sinatra. Here's I'll Be Seeing You. From the KHMB Time Machine, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
This is the home of Radio Magazine. Locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
It's a fact of life that carpets wear out and need replacing. When this happens to you, visit Floors to Go. Locally owned and operated, Floors to Go carries a full variety of carpets, hardwood, laminates, vinyl, tiles, and stone. We'll help you choose the perfect floor for your lifestyle and your budget. We love our pets, but sometimes pets and carpets don't always mix. Floors to Go have pet-friendly carpet. Now your pets can live in harmony with your carpet. Let us show you how. Our showroom and office is located at 116 North Cabrillo Highway, right behind Granola's Coffee House in Half Moon Bay. See our large selection of American-made products at floors2go.com. And then phone us at 726-6386.
If I could talk to the animals.
It's time for Pet Patrol. Everything that pertains to our pets and animals. Pet Patrol is brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coast side. Visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com. And now, your host for Pet Patrol, Krista Livingston.
Dog stung by a bee? Here's how to treat it. By Dr. Catherine Ash. Spring is springing forth all over the country. Flowers, grasses, and trees are blooming, and the pollinators are out in force. This is great news for plants and less great news for our canine friends. Dogs are more prone to being stung by insects than we are, given that they aren't always aware that some of the buzzing, flying insects they love to chase can hurt. The most likely sting suspects are bees, wasps, hornets, and fire ants. As an emergency veterinarian, Dr. Ash has treated dogs who suffered bee and wasp stings, with reactions ranging from very mild localized swelling and pain to anaphylactic shock. These symptoms were sometimes caused by a direct sting to the muzzle or paw, but in some cases they occurred when a dog ingested a bee. It's important to know what is normal and what is not when this happens. The typical dog bee stinging event leaves a dog with a single sting on the muzzle or foot. This is because of a dog's horizontal four-footed orientation and their innate curiosity. The feet often find the insects when running through the grass, and the curious muzzle will follow. What to do if your dog gets stung? With most stings, there will be a very mild redness and swelling. Your dog may suddenly limp and/or favor a paw or have a red swollen spot on the face. In some cases, a stinger can still be found in the wound. This is extremely difficult to find without a still calm dog and a magnifying glass. Often, removal of the stinger must be done at the vet's office. You can try to remove it at home, but it may not be possible. Initial treatment for a sting or bite of this severity can consist of rest and cold compresses to relieve swelling and pain. Do not administer over-the-counter medications. These are generally not safe for dogs. If you are concerned that your dog is in significant pain, contact your veterinarian to discuss a pain management strategy. Your dog may develop hives, wheals, and welts, and these are a moderate reaction to stings. Just like their human counterparts, dogs who have been stung can break out in unsightly hives. These are usually very itchy and uncomfortable. The first sign often noticed is the dog rubbing along furniture or scratching at the face and eyes. The hives may manifest as bright red streaks or lumps all over the body, or be confined to a single place. As long as there is no attendant vomiting, diarrhea, weakness, or collapse, this can be managed at home successfully. Benadryl can be given at 1 to 2 milligrams per pound of body weight. If using a Benadryl product, check to make sure there are no other active ingredients. Some Benadryl products contain decongestants as well, and these can be dangerous for dogs. Benadryl can be repeated every 6 to 8 hours as needed to help with hives. They can sometimes take hours to a few days to completely resolve. Benadryl can cause drowsiness in some dogs, but in others, it can cause excitement. Severe bee sting reactions in dogs. In the most severe cases, dogs can develop anaphylactic shock. In canines, the shock organ is the gastrointestinal tract, in contrast to cats and humans, in which it's the lungs. Dogs in anaphylactic shock do not necessarily develop difficulty breathing. They are much more likely to develop sudden onset of vomiting, diarrhea, and collapse. The diarrhea and vomit can both be extremely bloody. This is an absolute emergency and should be treated as such. Once evaluated by a vet, your dog will be treated with intravenous fluids, epinephrine, possibly steroids, oxygen, and very close monitoring. Diagnostic testing will likely include blood pressure monitoring, blood work, and maybe an abdominal ultrasound. Often, when dogs are stung, it is not witnessed, so it can be difficult to determine the cause of the signs. One helpful test is the abdominal ultrasound. Gallbladder wall swelling can be used to determine if anaphylaxis is the true cause of the signs. Another indicator is that anaphylaxis is a very sudden onset in a previously healthy dog that has just been outside. With rapid and aggressive treatment, most dogs will recover from this type of shock, but early treatment is essential. In some cases, your vet may recommend carrying an EpiPen Junior for future outdoor travels with your dog. Despite having this on hand, any suspicion of an anaphylactic event should prompt immediate evaluation by your vet. Now that you know how to handle a sting, fear of your dog being stung shouldn't prevent you from enjoying your walks together. Until next week, this is Krista Livingston with Kibbles and Gifts.
If I could talk to the animals.
Pet Patrol is a regular feature of KHNB Radio. If you have an animal-related announcement, just call us at 453-4000 or email us pets@khnbradio.com. Pet Patrol has been brought to you by Kibbles and Gifts, located in the Strawflower Shopping Center next to Safeway. Kibbles and Gifts is your one-stop shop for pet supplies and gifts on the coastside. Phone them at 726-3700 or visit them online, kibblesandgifts.com.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
Bay CPA is your full-service tax preparation source on the coastside. Income taxes for individuals, corporations, partnerships, and trusts, plus tax planning for 2025, all in one place. Maya Monroe and her team will help you identify the required information, properly document your income and deductions, catch possibly overlooked tax savings strategies, and discuss proper document storage. Then prepare and file the necessary returns. If you owe money, Bay CPA can discuss tax agencies' various payment options and help you choose the best for your situation. The tax law is complicated and changing, but Bay CPA can help you take the proper steps and choices to help you keep more of what you make. And Bay CPA can also help with filings owed for past years and amendments to correct past mistakes. No need to feel more stress or lose sleep worrying. Planning now can save time, trouble, money, and stress. Call Bay CPA at 650-726-7632 or email admin@baycpa.us to set a meeting and take better control of your tax affairs.
This is Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show featuring guest hosts speaking on a variety of health-related issues. Keeping Pace with Your Health is brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. And now, this week's guest host.
Hello, this is Dr. Barry Canty, D.C., your host for Keeping Pace with Your Health. Today we're going to talk about something we all do, but don't give much thought to, and that is sitting. How you sit is vitally important to your spine and your overall health, and there is a ton of bad information out there. In fact, this episode is a direct response to an article that was filled with such bad info. So now, sit down and relax, and learn how to sit down and relax. Before we can truly understand sitting, we first need to discuss standing. When you stand in proper posture, you exert 100% of your body weight on your spinal joints, which is to be expected. When you bend forward just 15 degrees, which is the amount you bend when brushing your teeth, washing your hands, shaving, doing dishes, you increase that amount to 150% of your body weight. Most of us can't even imagine holding that position for even 30 minutes, let alone hours per day. Here's the crazy part. How the experts tell us to sit comes into play. When you sit in what we are told is proper sitting posture, that is back flat against the back of a chair, thighs parallel with the floor, and knees bent 90 degrees, you exert 140% of body weight on your spinal joints. So think about that for a few seconds. When you sit in what we are told is the best posture, it is almost the same amount of stress on your body as if you were bent 15 degrees standing up. And now consider holding that position for hours. It's easy to see how problems can be created, and that is far from the worst seated posture. The three worst sitting postures are hunched forward. Hunching is widely regarded as the worst sitting posture. Many people, especially office workers who spend long hours at the computer, tend to hunch while sitting. As a result, they often end up sitting with a hunched back and a raised head. Hunching can compress the stomach and lungs, leading to breathing difficulties, chest tightness, and indigestion. Prolonged neck curvature can also cause tension-type headaches. Hunching the back and leaning the head forward can also cause severe compression on the cervical spine and lead to cervical degeneration. Number two is slouched backwards. When sitting in a chair with a backrest, it's common for people to lean back lazily, leaving a gap between their lower back and the chair. This posture is known as the slouched position and is particularly common when sitting in a deep couch or in bed. This posture can cause damage to the intervertebral discs, leading to problems in the lower body. The discs are like jelly donuts. In the slouched position, one end of the disc is pinched and the other on the verge of bursting. More after this.
This is Dr. Brian Shepherd. Do you snore or have trouble sleeping? If so, you may have obstructive sleep apnea. If untreated, obstructive sleep apnea can lead to stroke, heart problems, high blood pressure, and diabetes. Shepherd Family Dentistry can arrange a home sleep study connected with a specialized MD for diagnosis and customize a discrete appliance to alleviate symptoms and provide restful sleep. We can bill medical insurance and Medicare. If you would like to learn more, call us at 726-3355 or visit us at shepherddentist.com. You can get a good night's sleep, and I would like to show you how.
Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, phone 726-3355. Shepherd Family Dentistry.
Where we bring your smile to life.
Welcome back. Today we're talking about sitting. The third worst sitting posture is leaning to the side. Leaning on the armrest of a sofa or chair, or leaning the entire body against the side of an armrest and tilting to one side while sitting can cause imbalances and symptoms that are more likely to appear on one side of the body, such as in the shoulder, low back, or hip. Common conditions such as leg length discrepancy, uneven shoulders, scoliosis, and pelvic tilt are closely linked to this incorrect and unbalanced sitting position. Over time, it can even affect the functioning of internal organs. So how should we sit? First off, you need to understand that our bodies are not designed to stay in one position for extended periods of time, whether you're lying down, standing up, or sitting. The key is to move and change your position throughout the day. Unfortunately, many people today are forced to sit for extended periods. So what's best for them or for yourself? Well, two things. First one, get an inflatable wobble cushion, not to be confused with a whoopee cushion. Remember those? Anyway, back to the wobble cushion. It creates an unstable surface you sit on. This unstable surface causes the muscles that support you when you're seated to constantly be working, so it is impossible to stay in one position for too long. The second thing, sit on the front edge of the chair with your knees lower than your hips. This forces your back into an erect position with no additional pressure on your back. If you're on a long drive, take the wobble cushion with you. It will make the drive much more comfortable. Feel free to direct your questions or comments to khmbradio@aol.com. Till next time, this is Dr. Barry Canty wishing you well.
This has been Keeping Pace with Your Health, a weekly show devoted to important health topics. Keeping Pace with Your Health has been brought to you by Shepherd Family Dentistry, 890 Main Street, Half Moon Bay. Shepherd Family Dentistry, where they bring your smile to life.
This is the home of Radio Magazine, locally produced shows heard exclusively on AM 1710 and 100.9 FM.
All the girls
Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB, and welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and bands who visit here to play live. I'm Mike Dale. My guest this week is Califuegos. They've been together since 2009 out of Montera. You'll meet David Gilmore and Mark Weiser in a second. First, a reminder that support for Carousel comes from Cameron's Pub and Restaurant. From bangers and mash to burgers and fries, the food is delicious, and there's plenty of fun for the whole family. Happy hour specials Monday through Friday, open mic night on Thursday, and karaoke on Friday and Saturday. Cameron's Pub and Restaurant, the only true British pub on the coast. Welcome, Mark and David. It's been a while since you've been here at Coastside Carousel, right?
About 5 years.
What took you so long to get back to Coastside Carousel?
Well, we didn't want to come back until we had something new to share, and we have a brand new album out.
That's exciting. We're going to play three tracks from it today,
and I want to hear more. You just gave me a CD so I can listen to the whole thing. I want to just start off by saying I'm a major fan. I'm hearing a little 311. I'm hearing a little Dick Dale. I'm hearing a little Mallow. Someone on the website said alternative Mexi Americana, but it's so much more than that, I think, don't you? Mark, you'd chime in.
Our music's been described in a number of ways. I usually say surf Mexicana. So it's sort of a mix between rock, alternative country, surf, and our secret weapon being Dave on accordion.
I will agree with that. And listening to your catalog, that accordion is beautiful. David, why don't you step to the microphone? Tell what inspired you guys to come up with this hybrid, I guess, for lack of a better term, hybrid music?
It was part of a way for all of us to kind of agree on what we wanted to play, the type of music. And so what we basically came down to, or what it came down to, was let's play something regional. You know, let's play music that sits squarely on the West Coast, surf, Latin, country, just how all those things could possibly come together as one. That was kind of our aspirational goal, to see if we could do it. And sometimes I think the results are better than others, but you know, that's what we're trying to do.
If you're just tuning in, this is Coastside Carousel, and with me is the band Califuegos, David Gilmore, Mark Weiser, and David is on the keyboards, the vibraphone, accordion. We're going to hear about that in a second. Electric guitar for Mark, and you're playing all the guitar stuff, right?
Yes.
What is the, I notice here, requinto. What is that instrument?
Requinto.
Oh, requinto. Thank
you. Yeah, it's a Spanish term meaning miniature instrument. Generally, it's used to refer to a guitar that is smaller than a standard size guitar, and it's also tuned up a fifth, so it's a higher pitch, almost like you would capo a guitar, and often it's nylon string, so it's particular to Mexican music.
Your new CD is called Like It Used to Be, and I want to play the title track from that right now. Mark, what's the inspiration for that song?
Like It Used to Be is sort of a message to someone very close to me. And sometimes you cannot say things directly to a person that you can more obliquely in a song. And so this is a message to a person very close to me.
All right, let's hear it now. This is Like It Used to Be, title track on the new Califuegos album on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
And we lose. We pick up the pieces. like it used to be.
FM is KHMB, and you're listening to Coastside Carousel. I'm Mike Dale, and with me, two guys who make up Califuegos, David Gilmore and Mark Weiser, having a blast in studio with them, talking about influences, the new CD. I talk to a lot of bands on the Coastside, and I know you guys also do this too. You love to support local causes. Tell us about the charity work you do with Califuegos.
We, for many years, were basically donating 100% of our gig money to local venues or to schools, to local causes. And oftentimes the venues themselves would write a check directly. More recently, we have donated 100% of the revenue from our single Immigrantes and matching funds to the ACLU.
We didn't even talk about the band name yet, Califuegos. The name itself, Cali, California, and Fuegos is fire. So talk more about that.
Califuegos means California and fires. And actually, at the time when we were starting the band, there were a ton of fires in California. In fact, the state kind of felt like it was on fire. And we thought this was going to be a one-off deal. But little did we know that it would continue to be an ongoing problem. We love our state. We don't want it to be on fire. But that is the origin of the name.
Let's do another song now from the album. And I love this one a lot. It's called I Wanted You to Know. Mark, I love your guitar work on this.
Thank you. The fret work
is amazing. How many takes did it to get this song done for you?
Just one, Mike.
One take? Come on.
We killed it in the first take. Yeah. And you know better than that. Countless takes as things go in the studio. And when you're a bit of a perfectionist, you can never do enough takes. But this song just sort of naturally came out of the COVID era, as is pretty obvious from the lyric. It's sort of the feeling amidst all the hysteria that people calm down. It's okay. I just wanted you to know that everything is fine. Take a breath.
I love it. Here's Califuegos. I wanted you to know. Coastside Carousel, KHMB. We'll be right back. Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB and listener supported too. You're listening to Coastside Carousel. My name is Mike Dale. I'm having a blast with the Califuegos in studio today. This new CD, by the way, how long did this thing take to put together?
We started in July 2023 and then worked through basically fall of 2023. And then it was replicated early, actually after the first of the year.
I hear from so many local artists. I'm not a musician myself, but I've been a longtime rock DJ, and I love musicians. I love music, obviously. I wouldn't be doing the show. When you talk about putting songs together, so many artists tell me here on the Coastside that some songs pop out, like, easily, and others have a gestation period. Is that true for you as well, Mark?
Absolutely. I wanted you to know, and like it used to be, those songs hung around and took what seemed like forever to write, whereas Better Man was a song that was written in 20 minutes. And it's a very simple song structure. And once I brought it to the band, it was almost cooked and done within one session.
And right on cue, that's a song I wanted to play next. Let's listen to it now. This is called Better Man with Califuegos on Coastside Carousel, KHMB. FM and the amazing AM 1710 is KHMB. You've got it on Coastside Carousel. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you along. This is a show by and for local artists only, and I'm happy to have Califuegos in. My good friend Ashley Gray of Slack Tide Current said you got to get these guys in. Luckily, you have a CD. You have something to promote. But listen, I want to tell you, and I told you this off mic, if you have nothing to promote, I want you back at least two or three times a year. All right, let's pinky swear right now.
All right, we're doing it.
We're then.
Do you ever feel like, okay, you've put yourself, not painted yourself in a corner, but you have a certain genre, a certain style that you've named, right? You have a unique name for it. What if someone in the band or even Mark says, I want to go a little harder Clash like Sandinista, the album Sandinista, and just really go off the rails? Does that ever happen?
Absolutely. It happens. And I feel like we have evolved our style over time such that not all songs on this album sound like songs on our first album. This is our third album. So we have evolved. Influences evolve and we go with it. You know, if we think it's a good song, we don't say, oh, that doesn't fit within the mission statement, therefore we can't play this song. I think the songs have evolved in style. We feel incredibly fortunate to be part of a music community. There are a number of places to play. There's live music happening all over. You mentioned a couple of artists, Finian's Call and Slack Tide Currents, among, you know, Mark Kay and Mike McCall and so many other artists and bands and musicians out on the coast. It's a rich, vibrant community, and we feel extremely fortunate to be a part of that.
You know what I'm noticing too, guys, is it's a really collaborative effort. You guys all cheer each other on. There's no like vindictive competition. It's like you all are supporting each other. And that's why I want to say to KHMB listeners, when you hear these bands, go support them. Support the venues at which they play and support the bands.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Thank you, guys. Great to have you along.
Thank you. On the carousel.
You've been listening to Coastside Carousel, featuring the music and artists of our local entertainment community. For suggestions and comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us carousel@khmbradio.com.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at cameronsinn.com.
You have been listening to the Radio Magazine, heard daily on KHMB. If you have suggestions or comments for the show, call us at 453-4000 or email us magazine@khmbradio.com.
This is David Barton with another moment from America's history. Revisions today often assert that our founding fathers were atheists or agnostics or deists. This charge is not new. In fact, Patrick Henry was even called a deist in his lifetime. Clearly, no one could question his patriotism, but Henry was hurt that they would question his Christianity. Against the charge that he was a deist, Patrick Henry thundered, "Deism with me is but another name for vice and depravity. I hear it is said by the deist that I am one of their number, and indeed that some good people think I am no Christian. This thought gives me much more pain than being called a traitor. Being a Christian is a character which I prize far above all this world has or can boast." Patrick Henry was quick to refute the charge of deism and to declare his open belief as a Christian.
For more information on God's hand in American history, contact Wall Builders at 1-800-8-REBUILD.